This is Lynn Benton Tractor's Newsmakers with Brent DeHart and Dave Bourne. Presented by Les Schwab Tires and sponsored in part by Furbish, a salvage place, and Kennedy Tax Solutions. Live, local talk that matters to you. Now, here's Brent and Dave from the Capital Auto Group Studios, exclusively on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
I'm ready for Friday. I have my Aloha shirt on. It's Happy Aloha Friday. That's what it is today.
Friday's coming soon for you. Hey, welcome to Newsmakers, folks. This is Brent DeHart with Dave Bourne, and we've got a fun show today. We can't always be hard-hitting topics, right?
Heck
no. We're going to talk about the volcanoes by the end of the hour, but before that, we'll have Out and About with Mary Louise Vanetta, Vanetta Public Relations, and she's going to tell us all the great things happening in the Mid-Valley in the month of August.
Some you know and some you don't know.
Yes, indeed. And not the least of which will be, of course, the big one, the State Fair.
Right. That's coming up.
All right.
Polk County Fair next week we'll be at.
You and I.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll be out
two
there.
2 days in
Polk
in a row.
That one's a fun one. It's just small and intimate and you can act and accessible.
Yes,
right?
Everybody.
It just feels homey. Yeah. It's really nice. Hey, really important topic, Dave. I've been saving this for you for the last several hours, and I want to talk to you about very important, serious topic.
What's that?
Where do you like to go for fast food?
Well, if it's burgers, usually McDonald's.
All right, so McDonald's. Here's the thing about McDonald's. And you know what? McDonald's is not my favorite fast food place. You know what they have, though? They have $1 drinks.
That's true.
So I pulled into a place today. And the food was X amount. And the drink was almost as much as the food. I said, so this drink here is $3? And they're like, yeah. I said, oh, you mean the same drink that they charge $1 for at McDonald's, right? And she knew. I mean, I'm sure it wasn't the first time she's heard that. And I said, you know what? I don't even love McDonald's burgers. It wouldn't even be my top two of fast food
burgers. Swing by for the drink, though.
But I go there because, I mean, it's great marketing and there's the margins. Obviously, the margins are smaller than it is the other fast food places, but especially since Carl's Jr. is charging 300% of the cost at McDonald's for the same beverage. It must be nice. I mean, they're both Coca-Cola products and so forth. So
yeah. Making a big amount of money.
Noticed this years ago when I stopped ordering drinks at Taco Bell. I remember pulling through, and Taco Bell has fairly inexpensive prices. If you're going in there and you're using, you know, your ashtray change.
Right.
Taco Bell has always been a place where you go, well, I have to have a snack of something. And if you had ashtray change, some of us stick it in the armrest of your car, on the floor, on your floor mats. You scrape up something, you can buy something at Taco Bell, right? And they go in and like, would you like a drink? It's $2.79. I'm like, no.
That's why I get the box. So the drinks comes with it.
Yeah, there you go.
$5 box. It fills you up and you get a drink.
$5 deals out there are great. Anyway.
I went to a food truck last week, Sunday? Yeah. It was out in Hood River. Great food truck. They had a natural bowl of, you know, pokey and all the fresh ingredients, right? But the drink was $4.50.
Wow.
And it was just iced tea.
And you weren't even at the State Fair or at a ball game.
Flavored iced tea. And I'm like, it was the best iced tea I've had in a long time. But I don't think so.
All right. In the DeHart family household, there's this whole conversation that's ongoing about the best, specifically Coca-Cola.
Okay.
Me, myself, I'm a Pepsi guy. Get me Pepsi every day of the week. But my wife... She says, and she found an article on the internet, so you know it's true.
Oh, sure.
That documents why McDonald's Cokes are better.
Really?
Yeah. And so she always and I thought it was just an emotional attachment. We all have them when we're young, right? I will confess that when I drink a Pepsi to this day, it tastes like grandmother's house. Because I didn't grow up drinking sodas.
Right.
It was a very, very special treat. And I went to Iowa, and we drank the 16-ounce, you know, long neck bottle and everything, and we usually had to share it with a cousin.
It tastes better out of the glass.
But I only got Pepsi pretty much at grandma's house. So to this day, a Pepsi tastes like
grandma's house.
Okay. And I just thought, you know what? spouse of mine. This is just your imagination because you enjoy going to McDonald's and drinking Coke when you're young.
Right.
I'll be darned. She finds this article. It says, there is a formula behind it. This is why they, and I can't remember, you'll all have to Google it. Not while you're driving, please, listener, but they have special filtration for their water. So the water is filtered, which you can totally go in. You can totally tell if you're going to a convenience store or somewhere mm-hmm. else, the quality of their water by drinking the soft drinks, if you pay attention. So they filter the water. That's standard. They chill their lines, right? And so, and there's a couple other steps, but it has been a calculated marketing effort to make sure that that Coke tastes better at McDonald's than any other place.
Interesting, because I worked at McDonald's. We did uh-huh. not cool our lines, didn't filter our water for the Coke.
Yeah, but you haven't been in the fast food business for a while.
For a while.
Yeah.
But I just went to the Coke, World of Coke, last summer. And I don't remember seeing that in the factory where they were making the, they were bottling
it. I don't know what to tell you. It was on the internet, so it has to be true.
Yeah. Okay, Brent.
Right. So it had something to do with the filtered water, the chilled lines, the type of what they keep the syrup in,
sure,
and a few other things.
Okay.
I don't know. Anyway, but supposedly there's a reason. They have a marketing-driven taste advantage over the other. And on top of the fact, it just costs a buck instead of $2.79 at Taco Bell. Or
that does make it taste better, doesn't it?
Tastes
so much better at a buck.
All right. Oh, we almost wasted a
That's
whole
all right.
segment of our
you,
Friday
you know
on.
What you like Diet Pepsi, right?
Pepsi.
Or
Pepsi.
Regular Pepsi? Is it regular Pepsi. Or Pepsi diet?
Diet.
Okay.
It's terrible for you.
I prefer, usually, I know, but both of them. I like Diet Coke and Diet Pepsi, but for me, Grandpa's house was A&W root beer.
Oh, it's got that frosty mug taste.
Always.
A&W root beer.
And we had some mugs that we kept in the freezer for that purpose. It was really good.
Yeah, nice. And speaking of bad habits and our vices, so my vice is diet soda. I drink way too much of it. Yes, I know it's terrible for you. And the other thing that popped in my head this morning or this week is, no matter where you go, where there's homeless, we talk a lot about the homeless here on the show, there's always cigarette butts.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a curiosity to me how they always have money for cigarettes. I was in an office building just this morning, and the building owner said, yeah, after the weekend, you can usually find 50 or more cigarette butts right
wow.
out here because the transients are coming by and we're by the creek and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, why is it that there's always money for cigarettes? And why? And hey, folks. All right. So I'm going to fight all day long, every day of the year, for your right to have an unhealthy lifestyle. I'm going to fight for your right to smoke a cigarette if you want to drink too much if you want to.
Right.
I'm going to fight for your right to have an unhealthy lifestyle. However, I do have a beef with cigarette smokers who think that the earth is their ashtray.
Yes.
That boils my blood.
I smoked for 20 years.
Did you?
I was a very conscious
Please
smoker.
Tell me you didn't throw cigarette butts on everywhere you walked.
Never.
Never.
I never threw them out the door. I never threw them in somebody's yard or on the street. And I always made a conscious effort to stand away from crowds.
Mm. Nice of you.
And nowadays, since I quit almost 15 years ago, I will tell you that it just turns my nose now.
Interesting.
Anywhere I smell the smoke. People are smoking in front of my car. They're, you know, you get their smoke as you're driving down the road.
Oh, yeah. And then they flick the butt out the window.
And
I always honk.
And I'm like
what the heck?
Yeah, that causes a fire. Hello? That could cause a fire anywhere.
All right, listener, if you're a smoker, be like Dave.
Yeah, do not. Well, the former smoker, Dave.
Former smoker, Dave.
So, yeah, because I always worried about the fire problem, you know, and other people smelling it. I hate the smell now. It turns my nose. I can't do it.
And all right.
Other people need to be conscious of that. They stand outside the door, you know, exactly 10 or 15 feet of like law, but it's the wind's blowing it right back into the building. It's like, really? Really?
Yeah.
Yeah,
we
that's
got Dave
crazy.
Fired up today. And yeah. for Friday, and he is in his Hawaiian shirt.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to talk a few things in the news next segment before we start talking about the fun things to do in August. We'll talk about, hey, let's talk about sexually transmitted diseases in Marion and Polk counties. Let's talk about a local tech firm spinning off and part of it's getting sold. That's actually a pretty good story.
I've read some of that.
There's some other things in the news. So you're listening to Newsmakers. I'm Brent DeHart with Dave Bourne, and it's Friday, and we'll be right back on 1430 KYKN.
This is Lynn Benton Tractor's Newsmakers with Brent and Dave, presented by Les Schwab Tires and sponsored in part by Furbish, a salvage place, and Kennedy Tax Solutions. Now, let's go back to the Capital Auto Group studios on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
Caught me with more fast food in my mouth today with JC's Pizzeria. They deliver us pizza every Friday, and boy, was it good today.
Good stuff, right there in Kaiser.
We're trying to inhale a couple of pieces during the break. This segment of Newsmakers proudly brought to you by Green Acres Landscape.
All right, welcome back to Newsmakers. I'm Brent DeHart. We're talking about some, this segment we'll talk about some things in the news, do some quick hits coming out of Salem Reporter, my favorite news outlet. By the way, I'm always searching for new news outlets, things that aren't really biased, things that aren't really partisan, and it's hard to find, certainly on the national scale.
Yeah, right.
Where you can sit two totally different stories out of the same packet of information. But, all right, STDs, sexually transmitted diseases on the rise in Marion County and Polk County as well. It's huge. What really caught my eye is the cost to the taxpayer for all of those youngins, because, you know, Dave and I, we're both married, happily married, you know, so... yeah, we're not out there. Let's just say that.
Yeah, definitely not.
So, but people use having unprotected intercourse with more than one partner and blah, blah, blah. So what really struck me was the cost. So in the last, in 17 to 19, so 2 year period, Marion and Polk counties, their health departments, they've spent $463,000 fighting communicable diseases by testing, investigation, and treatment.
Wow.
$463,000. Okay, well, good. Thank you for looking out of the public health. However, most of it, nearly all of it, is on STDs. That blows me away.
Was that all their budget as well? I mean, that's a lot.
It just means that of the cases that they're seeing at the county health and that they're, you know, trying to educate and they're testing and investigating and treatment, it says nearly all of that $463,000 is spent on STDs. Holy cow, folks, a couple hundred grand from each county.
That's a lot. Yeah, that's
well,
a lot.
Yeah, for the 2 year period. So that surprises me. And it's on the rise. It is concerning. And folks, you try to get complacent. And they say, you know, it has to do with the combination of, you know, internet apps, right? Mm-hmm. Telephone apps. You have the availability of apps. You have people that just trying to get more. They're get more relaxed about protecting themselves and so forth, and the lack of use of condoms. So as your public service announcement, folks, use a condom.
Protection.
All right? Or get married to a wonderful person and do that.
But, yes.
All right. How many cases? 1,900 cases of chlamydia in 2018.
How?
I mean, we're not that big a county, folks. 1,900. And those are just the ones... I don't know if those are just the ones that went to the county. Or
I think those are just the ones that went to the county.
Wow. 500 cases of gonorrhea and so forth. So
that's probably not counting all the ones that they went to their private doctor about.
So when you want to get in the news as a region for Marion County, Polk County, this is not the way.
That's not.
It's just not. No. We're out. All right. Let's change the subject.
Please.
Let's talk about business. So Regatto. Regatto is a local company. It was founded here in Salem by a couple of engineers. Came out of Garmin. So here's another example where a company is in the community and it gives birth to spinoffs and entrepreneurship.
Sure.
And had, you know, tightly held local ownership and such. And they just sold a whole division to a company out of Switzerland. A division of their company. And so they do numerous things in high tech. And I'm not going to bother trying to explain it all to you.
It's Garmin.
But you know, it's Regatto.
Oh, sorry.
Regatto.
What do they do?
They're in a high-tech marketplace where They make parts. Parts is one of their divisions, and that got sold.
Okay.
Right? But they also do a lot of, they used to do engineering, consulting, and it all has to do with getting devices connected to the internet. You've heard the phrase Internet of Things.
Right.
Right. So the pieces that need to, that you need. So now that, I mean, we're going into an era where we're going to be wearing things that connect to the internet, right? Not just our watch or anything, but our blenders are going to have internet, you know. And
the day my blender gets connected to the internet, it's like that movie from Stephen King.
Well, you need your blender to tell you.
No, it doesn't need to tell me anything.
When the margarita is just right.
It only needs to come on when I push the button. And off when I push the button.
I like the refrigerators that tell you when you're out of milk and order it through Amazon Prime.
Wow, that's a really smart fridge.
Right?
Wow.
So anyway, Regatto, congratulations for spinning that off. And it just goes to show you that we're this small community. You don't know who's manufacturing what and what kind of gems we have that are creating economic development.
Right.
A couple things I know about Regatto, and I do have friends in the building. But, you know, the recruitment of engineers, mm-hmm. and this is true for a lot of professionals, and this is when we talk about quality of life in the Mid-Valley, livability issues in the Mid-Valley,
yeah.
whether it's Regatto trying to recruit engineers, software engineers, firmware engineers, hardware engineers, try to recruit them to live in the Mid-Valley away from the Portland market.
Okay,
so that can be a challenge. That can be a challenge saying, hey, come to Salem. And why? Well, we want the urban. Young people might want the urban lifestyle kind of thing. Same is true for Salem Health, for Garmin, for a lot of firms, especially in high tech, but also in healthcare. And the university, right? For mm-hmm. the university to attract great professors and so forth. These issues about our recreational opportunities, our school, our quality of our schools, all of these, our arts, our transportation system.
Yeah.
All of these things are tied into us continuing to grow and be a vibrant economic development region.
Do you feel like Salem is just now catching up to that?
Yeah. Salem coming into its own in a huge way.
I wish I had a lot more money because
it just feels like we've gone through a really great 20-year period, almost 20 years since Mayor Janet Taylor was elected. And a lot of great things have happened in all of those categories, in infrastructure and parks and public safety and quality of life and arts and so forth. But it's just now going from bubbling to boiling. You know, we've had Enlightened Theatrics here on the show.
Right.
So we're talking about the theater that's available downtown and the arts. We talk about the housing available downtown, how you can have an urban environment with not all or as much of an impact that the negative impacts that urban environments have. Right?
So 20 years developing what's going on in downtown now?
Well, it starts with the conference center, and that was 2002, I believe, 2002, 2003, that area. So
almost 20 years.
That was huge.
Yeah, that's a game changer.
But, we went through a period where every year we were developing a new park, every single year, and then we've talked about some of these things in the past, but... Minto Brown's expansion and improvements, Riverview Park, we added the carousel and we added the Rotary has, what's that picnic area with the canopy and whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And now, and the bridge, both the railroad bridge and now the bridge to Minto Brown. And I mean, the apartments downtown, the condos downtown, the redevelopment, the restaurant so we have available that we didn't have available 10 years ago, and the choices for food and drink in Salem have increased.
Yeah.
Now we've got an outfitting company in downtown Salem. If you're a mountaineer or an outdoorsman, you got a place right here. You don't have to go to a big store like on REI, which is in Kaiser Station, which is a great store as well.
Yes.
But we also have a local-owned downtown. And this last weekend, I did some kayaking. With the family from a local company that has a concession permit with the city of Salem. You can launch right from Wallace Marine Park, folks.
Wow.
And we floated down to Kaiser Rapids. They made it easy as can be. There wasn't 14 page of lawyers and a 15 minute safety video and this
with
and
one,
that.
One paragraph.
Right there, folks. And I've already left my card, and I want to bring them on the show.
Yes.
But they do floats and rentals, and they'll shuttle you back. So they're like, here's your boat. Here's your life vest. We'll see you in an hour, hour and a half. We'll pick you up, and we'll bring you back to Wallace Marine Park.
I like that.
And they do the same thing from Independence to Salem. They do the same thing from further upstream down to Independence. So
wow.
Anyway, back to the point is, the business community understands that it's not all about money. It's about workforce, and it's about quality of life.
Mm-hmm.
Quality schools. We have to have the whole package, folks, if we want companies like Regatto to launch here, recruit people here, sell Salem to people that they want to work and live here, and grow.
And that leads back to air service back in Salem.
It does, actually.
I know it does.
And it very, very much does. And in terms of, okay, are you on
two
the
minutes,
map?
In what? 2 minutes, give us an update on that.
Oh, 2 minutes. Okay.
You can do it.
Yeah. So ongoing recruitment. It has gone extremely well. And right now, I am chomping at the bit, because really our next step is to go face-to-face with an airline and say, our package is done. Is it enough? And will you come?
Nice.
So we've done enough research. We've met them face-to-face in a speed dating fashion. But now that we've narrowed it down to who are we most likely going to fit with, what's left is our community fund. It's called a minimum revenue guarantee.
Right.
It's hard to explain, but people can go to flysle.com to figure it out.
There's a link on kykn.com.
Yeah, and we're over $700,000 on a million-dollar goal.
Nice.
And actually, there's some news popping up here shortly about additional pledges towards that goal. We're definitely going to get there, but we want to be able at the next meeting with the airlines, folks, is to say, all of our package is complete. Here's the incentive package, and here's the demographics. And hopefully at that point, we can put us on the schedule for a decision from the airline and a start time.
Nice.
I'm more optimistic than ever. I've always been optimistic it's going to work. The numbers just say it's going to work. They scream it's going to work.
Okay.
But now I'm more optimistic that we're going to see flights in 2020.
Really?
Yeah.
We
need your help, folks, especially business owners in the region. We have to go from like 710,000 pledges to $1 million pledges. And there's some companies weighing in at $5,000 at a time, $10,000 at a time, $25,000 at a time. Individuals weighing at $1,000 at a time saying, yeah, we'll roll some dice with you. We want this for our region.
It helps everyone.
But folks, we're not a half million anymore. We're over 700 with a couple of new pledges coming in. We're going to be pushing 750 here pretty soon. We go to a million, then it's, hey, let's sit down.
Mm-hmm.
We have a million here. We've applied for a federal grant, but we'll find out later in October. We have the advertising budget already secured. The city's agreed to waive landing fees and terminal rents for the first couple of years. So that's the incentive package when you're attracting it. And then flat out, the numbers say there's 579,000. We're up almost pushing 600,000 people in this region that would have to drive through Salem on the way to Portland. And we need 10% of those people to stop in Salem, fly out of Salem. They need 10%. That's not a high ticket.
No, that's not high.
Most of us, there's 10% of us that will definitely pay a lot more per ticket to not have to drive to PDX and not have to pay for the parking and not have to go get up. Well, I flew to Austin and back in the last 7 days, and I had to get up at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, that would be history.
I'm telling you, people, people want it, and we're getting there. Just get us to the million. Get us some help here, folks. Get us to the million. We'll sit down with United Airlines, and we'll get a major airline to a major hub that connects Salem to the world and puts us on the map.
Love it.
All right, well, I'm done with that. However, fly Salem, fly SLE, that's our airport code, flysle.com for your questions. Let's take a break and see if we can find Mary Louise and bring her in here and tell us what's what. This is Brent DeHart with Dave Bourne, and it's Friday here on 1430 KYKN. Salem's listening.
Lynn Benton Tractor's Newsmakers, presented by Les Schwab Tires, continues in the Capital Auto Group studios. Here's Brent DeHart and Dave Bourne on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
This segment of Newsmakers is proudly brought to us by Color Tile of Salem.
Welcome back, folks. It's Brent DeHart in the studio with us. Now is Mary Louise Van Atta. She's
Hello.
Been out and about.
Hey, I have been.
Welcome.
She's one of our favorite people in the world.
You're very kind.
She's our guest on the first week of every month to let you know what's happening in the Mid-Valley and things that you might be interested in attending. So what do you got on your list?
Oh, gosh. I have so many things this month. I really had to pick and choose.
Really?
And it's a rainy day today. So everything's going to be, you know, lush and
fresh.
Green very soon. Gentlemen, have you been to the Great Oregon Steam Up?
One time I have.
Me too. One time.
It is so fun. We used to take our boys every year. It is so fun. And it's happening the 3rd and 4th. And that's off Brooklick Road. And that's you often drive by it. It's at Powerland Heritage Park during the year. And it's got all these great museums, train rides, tractor pulling, flour milling, and it is fantastic, especially for young kids that want to see that great equipment. And I would say even some older kids, too.
Yeah, you don't have to have an ag background to find this stuff.
No, it's, you know, mechanical workings right up close. And personally, you can find out how an engine works.
And just kids just absolutely love it. And I went every year when I could. And so I would totally recommend that you take some extra time to do that.
7 to 6 tomorrow and the next day.
Yeah.
That's this
Saturday
weekend,
and
folks.
Sunday.
All right. Mm-hmm. AntiquePowerland.com.
Yep. If you want to find out more about that. And also, I understand y'all are going to be out at the Polk County Fair.
Yes.
We are.
Next week.
That's the 8th through the 10th. The theme is tractor wheels and cowboy heels. And there's a rodeo out there.
Darn
so
right, there
you
is.
You like a rodeo, Thursday night's your rodeo. And admission for that is just $10. It's in Rick Rial. It's just a really wonderful fair. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's, again, another chance for families to see animals. And
up close and personal.
And, eat some yummy food.
Oh, yeah. Yummy food.
Calories don't count there at the fair.
Berries.
We're going to be there.
Cream,
oh, yeah.
Corn. I always like beeline it to some corn.
I know. It's great. And I think that fairs are memories your family keeps forever.
Absolutely.
I remember the fair. My parents honeymooned at the Oregon State Fair.
Wow.
So, yeah, back in 1959.
Did they spend the night?
Back in the... but, you know, the fair is a memory families keep forever. So
absolutely. Newsmakers will be out there on Thursday and Friday for 2 hours each day.
Great.
Brent's like, what?
Surprise.
That's not my contract.
Okay. Surprise. Okay, so
free food for you.
One of my very favorite events is Pairings, which is on August 16th. And that's a 21 and over event, 5 to 10 p.m. And that is where folks get to taste beer and wine from 20 of Oregon wineries. Oregon brings out its best for this event. And local chefs bring out samples and dancing to five guys named Mo. Super fun evening. And so I would highly recommend you take a look at that. It kind of kicks off the state fair season, and it's put on by the Oregon Fair Foundation.
Oh, nice.
And so they use the money raised from that to do improvements to the fair. Mm-hmm. And I'd love that everyone supports that. I'll be there for sure. I won't miss that one.
August 16th. What do I get for my $50?
You get samples. You get to try different wines. Of course, the band. And it runs till 10 p.m. And you can see me. I mean, we could just hang out there. It would be super fun. A lot of my friends go, so we have a great time. Beautiful gardens to take a look at, and great cause to support. So you ready for something super fun?
Yeah,
super
always.
Fun. Okay.
Tiny Fest Northwest.
What?
Tiny Fest Northwest. It is for people who are love or interested in tiny living.
Tiny living.
We looked at that.
17th and 18th.
You have to lose weight for that?
No.
I would.
You would be surprised. Surprisingly enough, tiny living is becoming extremely comfortable.
Really?
And August 17th and 18th out at the Polk County Fairgrounds. I understand you're going to have Renee in the studio on August 6th to talk about the festival.
Mm-hmm.
This could be living in an RV, in a converted bus, a small house on wheels, and they're going to have some really great guests there. One will be Alexis Stevens and Christian, and they are the founders of the Tiny House Expedition. And they've done docuseries, and they have traveled 54,000 miles in their tiny house.
Whoa. So, that's cool.
Yep. You really have to really like the person you're traveling with.
Yeah, well, or you could just get a tiny house just for you.
Maybe your wife would like you to have your
own tiny
house.
Your wife could have her own tiny house.
It's like, Dave, why don't you get your tiny house?
I'm sorry, but that's called the doghouse.
And so I'm really looking forward to that because I'm just fascinated by folks that choose that lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
So wonderful. And of course,
not for everyone, but
it's the Oregon State Fair. You cannot miss that August 23rd through September 2nd. I've rarely missed a state fair in my life. I have tickets to REO Speedwagon on August 26th. So
you're going to be feeling sick that day, and you're going to give them to me, right?
I will not be, because I love REO Speedwagon.
Me too.
You could see the Steve Miller Band, the Newsboys, and of course the Commodores, if you really like that. And most of those tickets include fair admission. So you can spend all day at the fair and then just totally jam out at the concert.
At the concert afterwards.
Newsboys are coming.
Yeah, they're coming on the 29th.
They do a good concert.
Yeah, they really do. So that would be something I would definitely put on your list. And you know, every day there's different specials. So just get online at OregonStateFair.org and you can see all of the great stuff.
I think we're going to be there too. I just don't remember what dates we're going to be there.
Eat some scones, people.
I think we're going to be there on the 29th and 30th. I'm thinking. I'm going to check my schedule
deep
there.
Fried coffee?
What?
Deep
fried coffee.
Deep fried coffee.
I've heard it's not. I've heard it's delicious.
Huh. Is that like a deep fried banana?
I don't think so.
Because I got to try that.
Just going
to
say.
I have not been able to try that yet.
But it's, you know, if you haven't been on the chairs that float above too, these things are super fun.
I haven't been on that in 15 years,
oh,
I think.
Oh my goodness. All right. Animals, bunnies. Chickens, got to see them all.
Right.
Okay, Star Wars fans, movies in the park, always a great thing to do. So you can see that at Riverfront Park on August 24th, 8 p.m., Solo, A Star Wars Story.
Good movie.
So, you know, it's just a super thing to do with your family. Make sure to bring your blankies and, you know, little sleeping bags for little kids, and you can snuggle up and watch Star Wars again. There's nothing more fun than seeing the stars come out and our beautiful park.
So that's August 24th, right? In Salem.
You bet.
So how many times a summer do they do this?
I would say you can find all of that. They've got a website called SalemMoviesInThePark.com, and they have all their movies listed when they're going to do it.
So. They also do this. A lot of people don't realize because it's out of town. It's a small town, but Independence does this 6 weeks in a row during the summer every Thursday night.
Nice.
Yeah, I think my son went last night and saw... Signs, Mel Gibson, older movie.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, yeah, that is an older movie, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, Movies in the Park is really fun.
In a long time. And I just think, you know, we don't have, you know, for families that have a lot of kids and want to do something fun with them and don't want to spend a ton of money, and they're all free, you can just bring...
perfect.
You can just bring your family and come on out there. I believe tomorrow they're going to show, on the August 3rd, Spider-Man.
What? That's a good movie, too.
On Saturday. So that would Into the Spider-Verse, which I thought was an excellent film. So
I heard that was better. Oh, the early ones. Spidey was just too whiny for me. Just like, gosh, stop whining. You're supposed to be a superhero. All right. One more thing. We got to go.
Well, if you're a redneck, you're going to definitely want to see Jeff Foxworthy. He's coming to the Elsinore on the 31st. I'm buying tickets. I think it sounds super fun. So
he is good.
Yeah. He's a lot of fun. So you can find that. Buy those at the Elsinore on eTix.
All right. Do something fun for yourself just before we get into September, right? Right on August 31st, our Elsinore Theater, which brings in some great people, Jeff Foxworthy.
Jeff is awesome.
You just might lack a redneck.
Right.
Mm-hmm. If you have to change the tires on the wheels on your house.
You just might be a redneck.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's possible. Gentlemen, thank you very much.
Thank you, Mary Louise. That was perfect.
All these listings that we just talked about on our podcast for today, a little bit later on this afternoon, under the podcast section at KYKN.com.
All right. We're taking a break. Our last break of the hour. Thanks for joining us for this noon hour, your lunch hour at the end of the week. And we'll talk to Mitch. Ever effervescent Mitch from the Salem Kaiser Volcanoes right after this on 1430 KYKN.
This is Lynn Benton Tractors Newsmakers with Brent and Dave, presented by Les Schwab Tires and sponsored in part by Furbish, a salvage place, and Kennedy Tax Solutions. Now, let's go back to the Capital Auto Group studios on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
This segment of Newsmakers is proudly brought to you by our friends at Sylvan Learning Center.
Take me out to the ball game.
Take me out to the park.
All right. Hey, welcome back to Newsmakers.
Happy Friday.
Dave Ford and Mitch Graff. President, is that your title?
Yeah, President of Business Operations. Yesterday, I flipped a hamburger and cleaned a restroom and picked up some paper in the concourse, and I'm just that guy.
It's just that guy.
Whatever it takes to get the job done, across the finish line.
All right, so they had a good week in terms of wins and losses this week.
A great week. We went 3-1 against Tri-Cities Dust Devils. I'm happy with 2 out of 3. You win 2 out of 3 games, you're going to be a champion no matter what sport you're in. But we won 3 out of 4. We did lose last night, but we won the first 3 games handsomely and decidedly. Now we're on the road for a week. We don't come back until next Thursday night. But, yeah, we're 1 game out of 1st. We were tied for 1st until last night. And that's for the second half of the season. Mm-hmm. Overall, we still have by far the best record in both leagues.
Right.
The Hillsborough Hops are on our tail. But you know what? We're in the playoffs, and they are not yet. And I love that part.
Yeah, right.
So we're there.
You have the All-Star break on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday,
yep, next
right?
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
So they actually get 3 days to kind of recharge.
They do. Yep, everyone gets to recharge a little bit. We had 4 players selected. We had Franklin Labor, who was on track to hopefully tie or break the Northwest League record in home runs. He had 14 home runs. He got called up to Augusta yesterday.
Wow.
So yesterday morning, he jumped on a plane along with another player that went back to Augusta. We still have 2 All-Stars here in our midst. We have Sean Roby and we have Curvis Castro, pitcher, and they're still on the team. But it's just a matter of time. And last night, I mean, I sensed a visible depression over the fans. They came in like, oh, we lost our 2 best players. Like, wait a minute. The good news is we have other stars on our team. Maybe we don't know who they are yet, but all the teams are losing players because their big league affiliate is pulling people from AAA, which then you pull from AA and then from our level. So it's just what happens this time of year, and that's why these players are here. And you got to remind the fans that that's why they're here, is to not be here. They don't want to play here. They want to go to 2, then 3, then up to the show.
And they're hungry.
So it's kind of frustrating and discouraging, but you know what? Every day we come back and do it again. And now that we're in the playoffs, we got 5 weeks to go before we know what our dates are. September 5 and 6 will be our home games for the first playoff. 3-game best of 3. So if you win 2, you go on to the finals, which is best of 5. So if we continue to win, we will play on September 5, 6, 7, and 8 at home at Volcano Stadium. And we actually have playoff tickets for sale. We just started selling this week. $88, you can buy lower box, and you get an Edgar Martinez bobblehead for free. And we're also going to throw in opening day for 2020. So you get to come to opening day next year for free, basically.
Wow.
That's kind of a good deal.
Well, that's a really good deal. Yep. It's a way for you to stretch out the boys' of summer activity there.
Right.
Right? You go after Labor Day. Kids are going to go back to school and what have you, but still come out to the ball. But the weather's still great. People always bemoan the end of summer. But the weather's still fantastic in September.
And there's that emotional switch. September 1st rolls around. The 3-day holiday weekend is over. School, high school football on Friday nights. And you guys transfer over that as well.
Right.
For Friday night football and Ducks and everything. Well, we're going to kind of borrow a little bit of people's mindset for that first 10 days of September, because we still want that bandwidth. So anyway, give us a call. We'd love to sell you some tickets.
Yeah. Let me tell you about our experience last week.
We saw you twice last week.
Yeah. I think you might have. I've been there three, four times.
Three, four times already, and I love it. Dave's been there several times this year.
Yes.
And I think every single time I've been out there, I got some nachos. The nachos, they're really good. Nachos.
That's what you go to the game for?
No.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's one of the things you come to a game for is food, right? You come for the food.
So here's the thing about these new vendors. You know, they're proprietors. There's small local eatery establishments and the Mexican food place. You get these nachos, and it's just not some tortilla chips with squirted on
cheese whiz.
cheese whiz, right? Hot cheese whiz that they borrowed from the convenience store. It's not that at all. One, it's really good, and it's got some marinated chicken on the thing, and then they hand it to you. You can walk over and scoop up the chopped onions and cilantro, right?
Right.
And my favorite part, just a whole pile of these fresh squeezed lime squeezes.
Yep.
And I'm like squeezing that lime all.
Now, have you tried
really
the red chili or the green chili, the sauce that you squeeze on top?
A little bit. I'm pretty gringo, actually. Okay. Well, you may not know about me, but.
And they're not that spicy. Just normal, they're not that spicy. Yeah, so they're good for the kids. And we hear that from people every single day, how it's nice having that selection of food. And that's,
absolutely.
I interviewed today for a guy that writes for AAA Magazine, doing an article on all the teams in the Northwest League. He says, "What's unique about you guys?" And I said, "Well, we have local restaurants inside the stadium." He goes, "No way." And I said, "Way." He said, "No way." So,
way, Garth.
Typically you have one company come in and say, "We're going to do hamburgers and hot dogs and cheesesteaks." Oh, my. This is different. Let's find the best in each category. So that's just part of the overall fan experience, and it's going very well. Attendance is up. We want to do more, but attendance is up. I think energy level, enthusiasm is up. And we got 5 weeks. Did I mention that? 5 weeks to sell playoff tickets.
Yeah.
It's not like we're waiting to the last day of the season to see if we win a game. We're actually in the playoffs. That is exciting to bring hopefully
and
a championship.
And Hillsborough's not yet.
I didn't even realize that. Thank you for bringing that up. I didn't remember that. So we're right, excited at the stadium.
Mitch, I brought a couple of friends who were Giants fans, who are Giants fans. So while we're at the game, we're behind the protective netting, so I can look down and look at my phone, right, without danger. So we're looking at the phone, and I'm showing them all the Salem-Kaiser Volcanoes that they've seen play in San Francisco mm-hmm. for the Giants. And they're like, what? He did? You know, and Sandoval did,
yeah.
right? You got future Hall of Famers playing.
Posey, Lincecum.
That's why, you know, you got to come early in the season, and some of these guys were losing as they're getting promoted. But then there'll be some second-half guys, yeah. and they're sitting in the dugout, and they're hungry for playing time, and they're going to get more playing time, and there'll be a showcase for them. And it's just really fun. It's mm-hmm. really exciting to see. It's like, hey, I saw Pablo Sandoval. I saw, you know, what's his nickname?
Panda.
I saw Panda right here in Salem-Kaiser.
Yeah,
it was really fun.
But you didn't know that he was going to make it. You don't know which of these kids is going to be the ones that realize their dream. You know, you just don't know. I had a fun story last night. I get a phone call from a mom saying, you know, my son was there with the Little League team. Everybody got a ball except him, and he was devastated. He cried all the way home. And is there something that you can do for this kid? Can you talk to him or something? I said, better yet, next time you're in town, just stop by, ask for Mitch. An hour and a half later, she shows up. She says, well, we live an hour and a half away, but it was important. He wanted to come. So I met the kid, and I said, tell you what, and I found I had a ball. I said, you know what, all the other balls, they haven't been touched by any professional baseball players. This one here, they played catch with. And he went, really? He grabbed it, and I said, better, would you like to run the bases tonight?
Wow, Mitch.
Are you kidding? We had somebody cancel, and that's the nice thing about minor league baseball. You can kind of make it up as you uh-huh. go. Anyway, last night he was the ceremonial base runner for all kids, ran around, and his mom said it was the best time of his entire life. An 11-year-old kid, those right there are the moments that make minor league baseball special and magical. And hopefully when he's our age, he's going to remember that moment last night.
Absolutely. Cool. He'll never forget that.
No, I don't think so.
That is an emotional connection to the game.
You're the man, Mitch.
No. It's not. It's about baseball. It's about that connection with an emotion that you can't script that. It just happens, and that was a moment in a kid's life. I had a moment when I was 5 going to Dodger Stadium. I can remember it. We all have a moment, maybe not in sports, but maybe it's when we met our spouse. We have a birth of our kid. We eat a great pizza.
Sure.
You never know when that moment happens, that emotional connection.
You the man.
You the man. You the man.
That was awesome of you.
Yeah. Well, it's just what we do.
Well, the other thing here before we sign off about my experience is we had decided to come out to the ball game, and I knew I'd be able to find some of the red seats, some of the reserved, you know, and we just, I don't know if we just lucked out or whatever, but we needed, I think, 5 or 6 together. And we did 3 and 3 above each mm-hmm. other, but we have great seats. We were able to walk up to, and don't think that you're not going to only get general admission if you come out to the ball game.
Right, right.
You can get some great seats. And frankly, I didn't even ask how much money they were. They were just like, hey, those are good seats. We'll take those.
It's a bargain.
Yeah. And it is an entertainment and venue bargain.
Yeah.
So thanks for that. We appreciate that. That's Mitch Graff. He's president of operations at the Salem-Kaiser Volcanoes. Come out and support the ball. Put it on your schedule for next week.
Absolutely. Next Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Hope to see you.
That's the Newsmakers. That's it. We'll see you Monday, everybody. Thanks for joining Brent and Dave.
See ya.
This has been Lynn Benton Tractor's Newsmakers with Brent DeHart and Dave Bourne. Presented by Les Schwab Tires and sponsored in part by Furbish, a salvage place, and Kennedy Tax Solutions. Live, local talk that matters to you from the Capital Auto Group studios exclusively on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.